Ladies, stand up. You know I had to do it for us. Welcome to Hair Plus God Podcast, where we don't mind talking about the goodness of the Lord while indulging in all things hair and beauty. Whoever said we can't be holy, sold out for the Lord, while rocking healthy hair and full slayed edges with confidence to match, has never, ever experienced the great gift of a good hair flip. And that's on period. I'm your host, Syeda Shardae, here to help you embrace your beauty while walking in your kingdom authority. Let's embrace our identities in Christ while slaying holiness. Let's get it.
Good morning, guys, and happy Saturday. Welcome back to Hair Plus God Podcast. As you guys already know, I'm your host, Syeda Shardae, and I am here today to talk about God wanting to do a new thing in us. But it is time for us to truly submit and let the Father work on us so that we can stop being held up for our next. You don't need to follow another person on social media. You don't need another self-help book or another course on how to start that business. You just need to stop, submit, and really trust God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you, your throne, today with thanksgiving on our lips, a mind to understand, and an ear to hear. We thank you for a new day, a day that has never been seen before. Today, we will not take your day lightly. Every hour, every minute, every second of today is precious because you have granted us the access to be here. We will be productive in the things of you. We thank you, God, for another chance to get to know you and another opportunity to grow in you by reading our word and consuming our minds about how perfect and great you are. It is our intentions to meet you today, God. We thank you for Jesus, our brother, our high priest. We thank you for doing God's will, God, Jesus, for your suffering has saved us. We do not take your purpose lightly, Jesus. At this time, we draw a line in the realm of the Spirit. Anything that desires to cross this line shall receive the finger of the Lord, which is the finger of judgment. Every ley line, every back line, every silver line used to trace and track our movements and to monitor our conversations, we cut it right now in the name of Jesus. Every witch and warlock that has astral projected, we lock them out of their bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft assignment that has been placed and planned against us, against myself and any listener, we reverse it right now and we send it back to the sender by fire in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you do surgery on us today. Whatever that is inside of us that is not like you, bring it to our minds, God. Show us how to give it over to you, oh God. Cover our minds, Lord, our thoughts, our worries, our doubts. Give us a regulated mind, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for always doing a new thing. You give us new days, new seasons, new experiences, oh God, and we thank you for that. You are even concerned about how much hair, about hair being grown on our hair, new growth, God, and we thank you. We thank you for that. We thank you for new cells in our bodies, oh God, that are there to restore, rebuild, and replenish, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for our temples today. Thank you, God. We thank you, God, for our temples, because with time, God, with time, healing in a new thing, new development, new cells, they form on their own without any help from anyone, God. So we thank you for our temples. You are a God that is always supplying us with new opportunities and new challenges, but yet you are always the same God in our life. The one that loves us daily, the one that wants the best for us, the one that protects and provides, a God that keeps us, who regulates our mind, the one that draws closer to us. We thank you. We thank you today, God. God, we thank you for allowing us to find you. And yet again, in Jeremiah 19, 13, it says that we will seek you and we will find you when we seek you with all of our heart. So God, we thank you for allowing us to find you with all of our heart, oh God. You are doing a new thing in us today, and we receive it in the name of Jesus. It is ours, and we shall walk into it. Your promise to us is that you are making all things new. Your promise to us is that you are making all things new. Our eyes are open to the new things, God. Lead us and help us understand your ways and to help our unbelief. We stand firm on your word. We stand firm on your promises to us. It is in the name of your son, Jesus, that we seal this prayer and the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. Wow. Do surgery on us. Wow. It is time that we allow for God to do a new thing with us. One thing that I have learned with building a relationship with God is that God will do two things for us. He will accelerate our lives to where we need to be. I.e., example, when I first got saved, God was working really, really quickly in my life. Things were just turning around, just acceleration after acceleration after acceleration. I got saved on June 6, 2014. I got the Holy Ghost right in August. August the 23rd, I completed my August 23rd, 2014. I completed my new members class at my old church in Philadelphia. And then, relationships begin to happen. I got a new job. Me and my daughter's father, we were able to learn how to communicate effectively. It was just things in me and my mother's relationship got a whole lot better. I had stopped drinking. I had stopped smoking weed. I had stopped going out to the clubs. An acceleration began to happen. Relationship began to happen. I started hearing God audibly. It would be times where I would be reading my Bible and God, like the words would just be like so edifying, will make me cry because it was just piercing my heart. My heart became like flesh. It was also some things that I struggled with. And over time I got better with it. So that was only, that's my example of acceleration. But then sometimes, God will give us a thing knowing that we are equipped for it. He knows that we are equipped for it. He knows that when he drops a vision, within us, it can be for us to move. It can be for us to, start a business. It can be for us to leave a job, or go to school or leave school, or surround ourselves with family and friends, or, go into the cave for isolation, for impartation. And so he knows that we are equipped for it, but when he gives it to us, we have to learn how to take that task, take that gift, take that assignment, and get to moving on it, because just like he gives it, God can take it away. I know that the Bible says that gifts are without repentance. However, have you ever seen a person that could pray and nothing moved? Have you ever seen a person that could sing and the atmosphere was just not shifted? That is God taking that you have the gift, but what your gift can do for you, for an atmosphere, the shift in the atmosphere, the anointance is gone. Have you ever delayed Like, for instance, it was a time in my life where I just stopped praying. I stopped reading the word. I stopped fasting. I stopped doing things of God. And I was just in the world after being saved. And I stopped hearing God. The warnings would come and I would just overlook them. I was no longer convicted from things that I was once delivered from, right? Sidebar. You have to protect your deliverance as if it was a newborn baby. When you get delivered from something, someone, or somewhere, we can't be so cocky or so assured that we can handle it, that we expose ourselves to those things to where we relapse. And the Bible tells us that when we lay down a demon and he comes back seven times stronger, right? So we have to protect our deliverance. So that means that if you are delivered from alcohol, you going to brunch and being around mimosas, come on. The flesh wants. So we have to be careful in that area. So moving back on to the points that I had. When God gives us something, it's our job to be fruitful and multiply what he gives us. If it's revelation of his word and he has released us to share it, it doesn't matter if it's just one person. That is the person that needed to hear it so that God can get the glory. If it's a business, make sure that at all times, no matter how small it is, no matter if it's one cell, no matter if it's just the fact of the matter is that you have an opportunity to grow in another area. Give God the glory. For in God's word, he warns us about stealing his glory from us. He said, I'm going to give you this thing, but if you do not praise me, we're going to have a problem. So let's just jump right into the message that God has for us today. So I actually recently got surgery, a bone marrow biopsy done, to test to see if my bone marrow was still clean, which I know for sure that it is. So remission, we are there. Thank God and praise God. That is a praise report for this beautiful Saturday morning. That is a praise report. Saida Sade is in remission. Hallelujah. Less than a year. God, I thank you. So today we're going to be talking about God doing surgery on us. And one thing that I realized is that it's a process, right? So the day before surgery, we must fast, right? The nurses, the scheduler, quote unquote, the Holy Spirit will tell us that now, don't eat after midnight, right? This is a safety precaution. This is to prevent us from throwing up and choking on old food, i.e. on the old things from our past, right? So the Holy Spirit is going to tell you like, okay, it's time, like you're going to start feeling this pull to fast, right? And the flesh is going to be like, it's going to be screaming like, no, I want my sugar, I want my sweets, I want my coffee, I want this, I want that. But when you begin to feel that pull, it's time for us to start paying attention to that pull, because the more we pay attention to it, the stronger, the more heightened it will be, so that when we are walking into a situation and the Holy Spirit was like, don't go there, we'll know that it's the Holy Spirit because of constant practice, of constant like being aware of it and literally listening to the Holy Spirit, following the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit say, uh-uh. And you like, was that you? Should I do that? Don't do it. Or if the Holy Spirit, you know, tells you like, oh, just drink water. And you don't know if it's you or the Holy Spirit, be obedient and just drink water. Because if it's not the Holy Spirit, you know, then what's the wrong in drinking water, right? So like I was saying, that going on a fast before we go into surgery is a safety precaution. It is to prevent us from throwing up or choking on old food, things of the past, right? So after midnight, there is no more eating. After midnight, there is no more eating. Once you get to the hospital, there is a screening process. Number of questions are asked. Are you allergic to anything? When was the last time you had something to eat? Do you have a ride home? You know, like, what's the name of your driver and what's their number? This was the, like, these questions are like, how I look at it is, you know, God is asking, what was the last book you read? You know, what did you get out of it? What else drove your spirit to live? And what verse caused your flesh to die? Then the stripping happens, right? You remove your street clothes and replacement of a hospital gown. When was the last time you took off your old armor? Your old armor, right? Cleaned it, polished it, read up about it, and then applied the new armor of God. When was the last time you did that? Do you know about your helmet of salvation? Do you know about the breastplate? Like, when was the last time you read about the armor of God? It is time for us to strip ourselves from this world, from the things that the world has told us, from the armor that the world has placed on us: bitterness, anger, doubt, self-sabotaging. You know, it's time for us to take off those clothes, those war clothes, and put on the salvation of God, the armor of God. It's time that we exchange our garments for his righteous ones. Then, you know, as we're going through the surgery, as we're going through the process of screening, they'll ask you more questions. If they plan to put you under, the anesthesia team will come in and ask you, have you ever had any reactions to anesthesia before? Have you ever experienced God's glory or his grace? That was so profound. When God spoke to me about anesthesia and the team, he literally showed me anesthesia being God's grace and his mercy, and the team being the Holy Spirit. You can't experience God's grace and mercy without the Holy Spirit leading us, without the Holy Spirit unctioning us, without the Holy Spirit, you know, telling us, you know, do this and do that, instructions, right? So you cannot go under. You cannot get the anesthesia that you need so that you won't feel the pain of the surgery until you allow for the team to give you this particular medication. No doubt or confusion or double-mindedness will be allowed when going into glory. Once the Holy Spirit knows that you can handle the procedure, the Holy Spirit will help you get to the gates of heaven. Just like the anesthesia team will help you get, they will roll you into the operating room so that now God, hallelujah, God, I feel you, I hear you, so that God can begin to do the surgery on you that you need. So that the doctor, the skilled professional, can now do the surgery that you need. How many people know that when the surgery is over and you're back in recovery, when you wake up, the first thing they do is give you juice and some crackers, right? That's to get you, you know, ungroggy, to get you started, to get you awake, right? How many know that when we begin to read the word of God, the bread, the cracker that the nurse gives us, that's the bread of life. That is the word of God. and we begin to feast on that, and we begin to learn the strength that has come from this bread, right? And then we begin to understand and gain better relationship with God, right? So once the surgery is done and you have your escort back home, whatever, we all know that the first couple of hours, you're not really feeling any pain and whatever. You know, you can probably do some things during the day. But how many people know that the next day is when we begin to feel the sight, the pain from the sight from yesterday's procedure? I'm here to let you know that sometimes when God does surgery on us, it can sometimes hurt. It can sometimes linger. The pain can sometimes linger. But how many people know that it's good for us? It was good for us. It was good for us. He wants to extract. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He wants to extract something tangible from you so that you can begin to move. So that you can begin to move. The results is yes and amen. The results will always be yes and amen. It is time for us to allow for God to do surgery on us so that He can extract a tangible goodness from us. A tangible goodness from us. Right before we go home, the nurse gives us instructions on how to care for our wound. We know that we must praise God. God, I just thank you. God, I just thank you. I thank you for new levels, God. I thank you. I thank you. How many know that the presence of God is sweet? There is a sweetness to God's presence. It is a stillness of peace that we must become accustomed to. When we know God by His scent, then we will know where He is and where He is not. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The doctor is God, right? And the Holy Spirit is the team that's around Him. The nurses gives us directions, as I already said, and instructions on how to care for the wound. That is how the Holy Spirit works. The Holy Spirit gives us instructions on how to care for the wound until it heals properly. After we get out of surgery, we are awake, we are alert. And then it is time for us to care for the thing that God has either removed from us, extracted, something tangible, or something that God has put into us. Come on here. Something that God has put into us. We have to make sure that we care for that. We have to be like Herod and run with the vision that God has given us. The next day we may be sore and a little stiff, but how many people know that we must now reposition ourselves so that what we used to do the day before, we can't do today? That's how quickly conversion needs to happen. What you did yesterday, you can no longer, you feel so convicted today about the things of yesterday. How you spoke, what you said, the way that you walk has to now change. We move a little more with caution because we know that God has done a new thing. We make sure that the folks around us can truly care for us the way that we need to be cared for, right? after you get out of surgery, you're not going to just want any old body coming to your house and taking care of you. You want to make sure that that person is going to do what they're supposed to do, that they can turn you a certain way, that they can help, you know, feed you. They can bring you meals to your bed. You want to make sure this person is equipped. So for this next season in your life, pray for godly covering. Pray for godly people. In the name of Jesus, old things have passed away. New things are here. New things are here. It is now our job to make sure that we first allow God to do surgery on us, and that we secondly make sure that we care for the thing that God has given us. We're great stewards over it. We're not going to just bury it and let it go or let it rot to the side. We have to make sure that it doesn't get infected. We have to make sure that that we care for it the proper way. Another key point is that we have to remember that God is the same God, but everything around us is always everlasting, changing, evolving, growing, sprouting. So today I need you to go to God and ask Him, what surgery do you need to do on me? What is it that you need to either take from me or put into me? Allow Holy Spirit to rest on you. Invite the Holy Spirit in. Ask God for strategic instructions and guidance and assistance. So before we end, we just want to let you guys know that we now have two ways for you to leave a review. Yes, super excited. You can do two things. You can either click on the link in my bio on Instagram, which is Saida Charday. And then once you click on that link, it's going to take you to my link tree. And then you click on the first link there and you're going to scroll down and you're going to leave a message. Or you can now text our business line at 267-602-9862. We would love to hear from you guys. We would love feedback. Let us know if it's something that you want us to discuss here on the show. Let us know if it's someone who you would love for us to interview or have a conversation with. But before we head out, here is our leading scripture for the week. And of course, our hair care tip. Who will we be if we did not drop some inside scoop? Now, come on. Our leading scripture for the day is, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold. I love when God says behold in the Bible. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And that is Isaiah 43:18-19. Hey, let us know what book you're currently reading. I am currently in the book of Mark. I have 3 more chapters to go and I'm going to reread it again. So that's my goal for this Saturday, is to finish Mark and then reread it again. And so for the hair care tip, I just want to encourage you guys. I know that caring for your natural hair can sometimes be such a long task, but I want to let you guys know that the more we take the steps to care for our hair, the better wash day will become. So one step that I actually incorporate into my children's, well, my oldest daughter's hair and mine when I had hair, right, was deep conditioning. And it is a must in order to obtain moisture, length, and maintenance. When I tell you that my oldest daughter had the driest hair, when I started deep conditioning her hair, the maintenance got so much easier. However, when, however, like now that she's wearing protective styles, you know, she's not getting a deep conditioner every week like we were doing before, but she's still, it's still manageable. It, when we take it out of braids, it's still soft. It's still fluffy. It still has that, that moisture, because before her hair would suck up everything that you put in it. So here is my advice. Get yourself a seated dryer from Sally's. It's about $50 to $100, but it's a good investment because you'll be using it every week. Then I need you to go and find your favorite deep conditioner and apply it to your hair after you have washed it. So you don't, you no longer have to do shampoo, conditioner, and then a deep conditioner. Do shampoo, your deep conditioner, and then rinse your hair out. And then, you know, you're literally skipping a step with the regular conditioner, and you're expanding on your deep conditioner, and you're going to be sitting underneath the dryer for at least 30 minutes with a plastic cap. When you get up, the moisture and the softness of your hair is going to be incredible. But you can't take my word for it. Try it on your next wash day and tell us how it went. Leave a review on our app or text us. I will reply back personally. So I can't wait to see you guys. I can't wait to hear back from you guys. This week coming up, we will be building our Instagram. So that way you can begin to follow up with us, and we will have conversations over there and more tips and, you know, side conversations about like, how is your day going, and anything that you guys are interested in. Please, please, please. We will be on Instagram. Our page is Hair Plus God. You can go ahead over there and start following today if you have not already. And I'm just excited. I'm excited for the new that God is doing in my life. I'm excited for the new that God is doing in your life. And I just hope that you guys stick around for the journey, because it's up from here. Love you guys. Happy Saturday. Make sure that you find a book. Find some scriptures to read today. Meditate on those scriptures and have a fantastic day. I love you with the love of God. Peace out.